always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. U.S. and Russian officials will hold talks in Saudi Arabia tomorrow on ending the war in Ukraine. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
Russia's delegation will include the Kremlin's foreign policy adviser Yuri Ushakov and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Today, Mr. Lavrov appeared to suggest that Europe had no role to play at future peace talks.
Thousands more federal workers fired over the weekend. Chelsea Milburn lost her job at the Department of Education.
I'd say the last couple of weeks, there is a lot of stress, fear, and tension.
At least one death in Georgia and nine in Kentucky are blamed on severe rainstorms that have triggered catastrophic flooding. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear tells CBS Mornings.
We still have some rescue operations that will need to occur today, potentially evacuating an apartment complex.
At least 16,000 people have no power or heat as temperatures in the South dip below freezing. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The man accused of a triple homicide in New Lisbon faces more charges. Joanne Krulatz has the story.
47-year-old Virgil Thu made his initial appearance in Juneau County Court Thursday. Thu, already charged with three counts of first-degree intentional homicide, now faces charges of hiding a corpse, possession of a firearm as a convicted felon, taking and driving a vehicle without consent, and a misdemeanor charge of obstructing an officer. He's accused of killing 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba and two girls ages 12 and 13 at their New Lisbon home late last year.
A cold weather advisory began early this morning and continues until noon today for a large portion of the state. Very cold wind chills as low as 20 to 35 below zero are expected. The coldest reading will occur in north central and central Wisconsin. These dangerously cold wind chills could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 20 to 30 minutes. If possible, limit your time outdoors. Average gas prices dropped 1.9 cents over the last week for an average of $2.90 per gallon today. This is 4.5 cents lower than a month ago and over 11 cents lower than this time last year. The national average is up 2.2 cents for an average of $3.11 today. This increase is mainly due to refinery maintenance and outages on the West Coast. Officials at Gas Buddy say the West Coast has seen rapid increases, which could slow in coming days. However, refinery maintenance will soon begin in other regions. Also, the transition to summer gasoline is underway, and prices will likely start rising in the weeks ahead. A potential peace deal between Russia and Ukraine could have significant implications for oil markets in the months ahead. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.66 to $2.89 per gallon. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Melissa Kay.
Good morning. Hello, I'm here.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What
you
did I do?
She,
no, no.
Damn
she's
it.
Connected.
She's connected. Everything,
she's
I've got everything right over here.
I'm here.
I'm looking at the board.
She can get mad at me if she can't get through.
I'm talking.
We, of course, are joined by our head
you.
Of production, that voice over there, Seth Habager.
Good morning, everyone.
And the best listeners in radio. We'll get to Mel joining us here in a moment.
Yeah.
For now, let's go ahead and join our good friend, Brittany Merlot, who does a really good Melissa impression, actually. Brittany, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great. Doing yep. really good over mm-hmm. here. Brittany, Mother Nature hit us with some snow, some cold over the weekend. What are we looking at for the week ahead?
Oh, we're pretty darn cold for a good chunk of this week, but a ton of sunshine, so at least it'll look good through the windows. It just won't feel good as you step outside. So layers, layers, layers. Don't keep your pets outside. It is dangerously cold with these wind chills today, especially because winds are gusting up to about 25 miles per hour this afternoon, too. So our highs of zero That's our high temperature. A big old goose egg zero. We'll actually feel about 10 below. So right now we're feeling about 25 below, and our warmest temperature will feel about 10 below. So no thawing going on today or tomorrow. High's only at about 6 degrees tomorrow. We'll climb to 10 degrees on Wednesday. And then we are jumping up into those near 20 degrees on Thursday. So...
So cold.
The gist. Yes. Yeah. It's cold.
Appreciate the notes, though, Brittany, because it is always a great reminder to, you know, keep our pets indoors, check in on our senior population out there, and check in on each other. Be good to each other in this weather. I mean, it's bad enough out there. Let's not be bad to each other on top of it.
I hope that, I agree.
I feel like during the colder times like this, everybody should be like Mr. Rogers. Everybody, there is no reason to be mean to each other. Whatever it is, just think about it. Like, well, somebody stubs your, steps on your foot or something like that. Right. It's much worse. The cold for all that is. Yep. That's it. That's what it is right there. Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate you.
Yep.
You too. Have a great day. Stay
Have
warm.
A good one. Best in the business up for him, Brittany.
I think we got it, Melissa. I think we can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Hey,
I just realized that I forgot to return one button. To where it was supposed to be.
It's always Seth's fault.
I'm okay with that because honestly, between the three of us, it's usually me. It's usually me and my big hands hitting something in the morning. I just walk into the days. I'm button on.
Actually, I was kind of planning because Beth said I could be heard on the stream.
Right.
I was just going to insert things when you guys were talking that just you could randomly. Hear, that the audience could hear. That would be funny.
Oh, God, that'd be good. We might have to do that. We appreciate everybody joining us so much. We got some fun stuff lined up for you this morning. We're going to get into, we're going to France this morning. Talk about what they're asking their people to do with their clothing. Got an interesting one there. We've got the most mispronounced names, and I think some surprising additions to that.
Yes, that's very interesting.
It's a Monday. That means in the 9 o'clock hour, Beth Habhager will join us with the kitchens open.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. We'll get into a little bit of entertainment news for you as well. And before we wrap up today, we have 8 everyday activities that count as exercise. Got that.
Hey, I need that.
Got that one coming up. Got some good stories of the day and plenty more. And speaking of good stories of the day, if it's all right with you, Melissa, I do want to find out a little bit about some of the things that you were up to this weekend just to highlight highlight everybody that attended them. But we do have to start in one place because today is President's Day.
It is.
And just a real quick note to the audience that Pam is not in the office today.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do need something, I would say if you really do need to stop by, if you give us a call, I'm checking the phones up front and keeping an eye on that. And we'll certainly try to reach out. Otherwise, tomorrow, back in business, same as it ever was, all of the above. We're looking forward to that. Two quick notes. One, Pam left Seth and I a list of stuff, and I just love it. I'm keeping this forever. I don't know if you saw this, Seth.
I did.
She's the best. The heart of this whole entire station. We appreciate you so much for that, Pam. And then there was the other thing that I wanted to get into, and that is, how do you celebrate President's Day?
That's a good question.
Outside of like buying a new mattress,
which seems to be the thing, right?
Yeah, either a new car or a new mattress.
President's Day sale.
Yeah, there's just tons of, and that's like my oldest memory of President's Day is those old local TV commercials where, and I'm Crazy Sam, and you got to get down here because my presents are crazy. I miss those ads, by the way. I love those ads. I'm curious how, and I don't know how many times I've done this in my life where I've actually typed into a search engine a question like this, like, how do you celebrate President's Day? And there is no answers.
Oh my gosh.
The only real answer is, how do you celebrate President's Day? Relaxing at home or enjoying the day out?
Very vague.
For people who have it off, spend it wondering why I didn't get mail, and then I remember.
Right, yes. Oh, God, you and me both.
Why aren't any of my bank transactions happening? Oh, yeah.
I promise every one of you, I will check the mailbox twice today. Twice, I'll do it. And just real quick, Cliff Notes version of the day. The story of President's Day began in the 1800s, following the death of George Washington in 1799. His February 22nd birthday became a perennial day of remembrance. Certainly much later, with what happened with our President Abraham Lincoln, mm-hmm. and that it added to the day. But as all these years go by, now it's kind of been chalked up as just, hey, go out and buy a new mattress.
It's a day, right?
You know?
Day off, right?
So before we go too far down this rabbit hole, I do want to say real quick that I think that we could actually be celebrating this day. And then I think going forward, we really should make a point of actually making something meaningful about this day. Hmm. And I think it's real simple. It's all about freedom. It's all about democracy. It's all about what the president really is. And diving into that job and what it really is and what it was built for.
Yeah.
And the creation of it. Mm-hmm. And how, whatever you think of our government, whatever you think of democracy, I would like to think that you could take a step back and look at the and marvel at the genius of it. And I don't use that word lightly. Mm-hmm. But we had people developing this that did not have the internet to go to research different things, that didn't have couldn't just pick up the phone and call another country and ask, hey, you guys tried this. We want to try this,
right?
You know, and compare notes
right.
Or anything.
Yeah.
They did this out of an imagination, out mm-hmm. of creativity, and out of love of a new country, of a new land mm-hmm. and a new idea. A fresh new idea. Mm-hmm. We are teenagers compared to the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. We are still building this thing. Mm-hmm. And it is understandable that we might lose our way or lose sight or take our eye off the prize sometimes. Mm-hmm. But the president was never intended to be a dictator, was never intended to be a king or a queen. They are a public servant. Mm-hmm. They work for us.
Right.
Yep.
We are their boss. Keep remembering this mm-hmm. and keep it in mind the next couple of weeks as we are going to the booths again. Remember mm-hmm. it as you see news and what's happening out there with our government right now. And I don't mean just right now, but the next president and the president after that and so on and so on. Mm-hmm. There's a great line in the movie With Honors with Joe Pesci, who plays a homeless person, and he talks about this. And he talks about the president, and again, he is a homeless person at the time, an unhoused person, and he talks about how the president is a bum. The president doesn't pay rent. The president doesn't pay for a dang thing.
That's right.
We pay for that.
Yeah.
The president is literally on our dime.
Yes.
And as we talk about the money infused into politics, and I make the line every chance I get of how a politician having money in his pocket or who's in their pocket or what have you, guess who else is in their pocket? Us. We're in their pocket.
Right.
They need to be doing what we ask of them. Mm-hmm. And if they are not, they are not a fit president. And they don't deserve your respect. I am tired of the idea of just because you have a title, you do deserve respect. You earn respect.
Earn it. Mm-hmm.
You earn it. Mm-hmm. And I have all the world, every bit of love and respect of the presidency. I truly do. I love this country. I love our democracy. And I love what we have. But I refuse to give blind respect. And to me, that's a lot of what today is about. Mm-hmm. Is about if you have to literally look up on Funkin' Wagnalls or Merriam-Webster or wherever you need to look at. God, I really hope there is still Funkin' Wagnalls. I just love being able to say that. Look up the definition of president. What does it say?
Mm-hmm.
And remember, who is in their pocket? Us.
Mm-hmm.
We are in charge.
And they are one branch of the our government.
That's
one.
Right.
And executive branch is one branch of.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. Well said, Melissa. I'm sorry. I thought I had a good joke, and I was trampling all over what you were saying. It was much more important than what I had to say. I did want to encourage everybody, if you do need a new mattress, get one. I mean, you earned it. You deserve it. You deserve it. And I mean, it's good sales out there, right? I mean, go for it, everything. Encourage you to buy local. We had some great events going on this weekend. And one of my favorite events that we do in this area, our Southwood County Empty Bowls event. Melissa, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I did want to touch on this because I thought it was really cool that you were able to attend.
Yeah, I got to go. It was really fun. It was at Focus, their new location, which is huge, mm-hmm. by the way.
Yeah.
It's great. And the bowls were beautiful. Like, we were just to try to choose just one was really hard. But the bowls were beautiful, all made by local, you know, potters and pottery students, which was fun to see. And then they had so many kinds of soup too.
Oh, yes.
Because we had so many restaurants that participated.
Yeah, so cool.
And donated soups to this. And then the volunteers that were there, it was great. And you guys, if you didn't attend, you really missed out on the cookies.
Okay. Cookies?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Oh, no, cookies. Yeah.
They had homemade rolls. Kathy Kuhn made homemade rolls. Mm. They tasted just like my grandma's. Oh. It was so nostalgic for me.
Nice.
And then Don Tammen made the cookies. And oh, my goodness. Mm. I had a chocolate chip, and my little buddy with me had a monster cookie.
Nice.
They were fantastic. And they had the monster cookies had the red and pink M&Ms in them for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes.
So it was even better.
Oh,
no, it was good. So good.
Oh,
it was so much fun. And then I also got ribs at El Cafe. I did a lot of eating on Saturday, guys.
I was going to say.
So much eating. I still have ribs in my fridge, by the way.
Nice.
But yeah, stopped down at El Cafe for the fundraiser for Tony Perez to help him out, able to come home, you know, they were raising funds to try to help modify his home so that he can get around in a wheelchair there. So that was a great fundraiser as well. We got in and out quick because I got mine to go, not knowing, you know, if I would be hungry after empty bowls right away, which was, it was delicious. And the cookie filled us up. So
nice.
It was perfect. But yeah, they had a great fundraiser over there. And then I know the Wakely Winter Feast also went on. So much food over there. I was considering going to all three, and it's good
thing
I didn't.
Oh my gosh, Melissa.
I know, right? But I got pictures of our buddy Heather was there and sent me a bunch of pictures. And I mean, they had everything from venison, you know, which you would expect, to raccoon.
Oh dear.
To squirrel. I mean, there was everything you could possibly think of.
They're keeping history alive over there.
Yes, they are.
Encourage you to find out more about all the great events that they're doing. Be listening to Midday Magazine. The boys join us all the time from over there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, go to their website, historicpointboss.com.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm on a diet this week.
Yeah, Melissa's still full.
She filled herself up.
I cannot thank you enough for that, Melissa. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all that.
And, it was fun. It was great. Great, wonderful community events. And there were so many people. When we got there to the empty bowls, there had already been over 200 people that were there. And in spite of the snow, you know.
Right.
I mean, it was a snowy, kind of cruddy day out, but people still came out.
We appreciate all of these amazing participating businesses: Anchor Bay Bar and Grill, Chatterbox Catering, Danny Kay's Pub and Grill, Grace's Family Restaurant, Great Expectations, Hoozle Bar, Jennings and Company, Junkyard Bar and Grill, Olympic 2 Family Restaurant, Pancakes and Burgers, Purple Basil, Sportsman's Pub and Grill. I mentioned all of them. Not a single one of them gave me a penny to do that.
No, they didn't.
I'm mentioning them because they deserve it. We appreciate them being a part of this event. A big shout out to Mary Schultz, committee chair, and all the great people over at Focus doing such great work. Mm-hmm. I want to send a shout out even to Sparhawk Trucking, who have advertised with us before, to be fair. But also just opening their doors to Focus and everything. This is an important cause, and I appreciate every single individual that went out there. All the kids that made these bowls and stuff, too, and everything.
Yes, that's so cool.
They're beautiful. They're beautiful. Yeah. I have a beautiful – mine's actually a cup. It's a big cup.
Oh.
It's like a soup cup.
Soup cup gorgeous. Bowl thing.
Yes.
Real quick, Melissa, was there any wild rice soup there?
I don't think there was.
Oh, bummer.
No,
I don't feel so bad missing it.
but I skipped over all the ones that would have had dairy in them. So.
Oh, that's true. And usually wild rice soup has dairy in it, yeah.
Yeah, there was a smoky squash that I asked about if it had dairy in it. Of course it did.
Aww.
But otherwise, I would have got that one. No, I got from Sportsman's, I had chicken noodle. And they were the big shells. Were the noodles. It was so good.
Oh, that's cool. Nice.
Very cool. And appreciate everybody, of course, helping out our friends over at El Cafe as well and getting some good ribs over the weekend that tasted even better because of the good you put into them. We're going to talk about El Cafe when we get back here with the morning show on WFHR.
Put flavor in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. Start your day right with El Cafe's breakfast tacos and their mouth-watering combination of scrambled eggs with chorizo and pico de gallo, topped with cheddar cheese and matched with crispy hash browns. Are you getting hungry yet? Call or stop in today. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Send in your birthdays or anniversaries to be mentioned on the air and for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe. Put some fiesta into your special day.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, but quite cold today. A high of only 2 above, wind chill values between 20 below and 30 below. Tonight, mostly clear and frigid. A low of 16 below, wind chill values between 20 below and 30 below again. Stay warm, stay safe. Current temperature, 7 below.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself tomorrow when they open their doors over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. The gang earned the week, the Monday off, you know.
Yeah, they did. They sure did. Yeah. They had long days on Friday as normal, and then also Saturday for the fundraiser. They were open from 2 to 6, which is not normal on a Saturday.
No.
They do a really nice thing here, too, on their Facebook page. You go check it out, where they shout out their top fans and everything. Mm. Encourage people to check that out. Subscribe to their page.
I got a free meal by doing that, guys.
Oh, nice.
I know.
Nice.
Lucky duck.
Right on. Get on over there. Buy local support. Local support those that support this community, everybody. They'll be open again tomorrow. Make your plans, and you can take a look at that menu and plan out what you want to have and everything, and then completely throw it out the window when you see their specials.
Exactly. You'll want that instead. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries, however you need to. We want to hear from you. You can email us, info@WFHR.com, direct message us from our Facebook pages. And of course, you can call up
715-424-2600 or just one button dial in with the Civic Media app. It's free.
Looking forward to hearing from you, everybody. Mm-hmm. Feel free to call up anytime during the next 2 hours. We'll be sure to have fun.
For Mondays, we should play Silver Chairs tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
As the lead-in music.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Perfect. Yes.
Kind of a deep cut, but, you know,
oh, I
should
love
do
it.
That.
I love it. I'm all in. I'm in. If you listen to Unlabeled, it's not that deep of a cut.
No, because it was the first song you played yesterday.
Yeah. We appreciate everybody getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Seth, I need a one or a two.
Two.
Oh, actually, you know what? I'm sorry. Actually, we just have one person that can qualify.
Oh, never mind. That one.
Yeah, nicely done. Nicely done. Just two names on the list today and just one possible qualifier. I do want to say a happy birthday to David Green.
Happy birthday, David.
Happy birthday, David.
One of my coworkers and classmates over at Second City for a couple of years, a couple of classes and everything.
Yeah,
David's awesome. David's awesome. Mm-hmm. He's in real estate in Chicago.
Okay.
but got into this to kind of be better at that.
Uh-huh.
and started really liking it and stuff.
Oh,
just kind of
cool.
Does a little more theater here and there and stuff.
Nice.
Really handsome and very talented man. Not fair. Not fair. I've been trying to do this since I was 7. He just walks into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
He's getting rolls and everything. He's a good guy.
Big real estate guy. Gah.
Happy birthday to our qualifier, Cindy Grimm.
Happy birthday, Cindy.
Happy birthday, Cindy.
Cindy spells it C-Y-N-D-I.
Okay.
And I've always liked that spelling. That's an interesting thing. I like that. Have a great birthday, Cindy. Enjoy your day. And you're a qualifier. Brag to all your friends, family, animals, everybody. We encourage you to take a look at our celebrity list as well. There's some good names on there. Ed Sheeran is 34.
Wow.
Shape of You, Perfect, Thinking Out Loud. Great singer-songwriter.
Yes. Very talented individual.
And it worked really hard to get to this level too. Like one of those people that really grinded at it.
To be as popular as he is with the style of music he does,
yeah,
is pretty remarkable considering where pop music is right now.
I feel that way about like Josh Groban and Michael Bublé, and these are like, I feel the same.
It's impressive.
I felt the same way about Harry Connick Jr. when he was big and stuff and everything.
But Ed has a lot of a blend of music in there.
That's true.
He has folk, pop, R&B, rock, and hip hop.
He does. He mixes it up well.
Jamie Foxx just happened to be out. Jamie Foxx actually does do this. He's a bit of a scout because somebody scouted him. Keenan Ivory Wayne scouted him and gave him an opportunity out of nowhere. So he kind of pays it forward doing that. You know, we hear a lot of some of the artists, but a guy like Ed Sheeran slept on his couch for 2 months and used his recording studio to record a demo, and now we all know who he is.
That's his history.
Yeah, paying it forward, man. Another guy who does that really well, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, is 44 today. Arthur in Inception, of course, Tommy in Third Rock from the Sun. He was John in The Dark Knight Rises. Was going to be Robin if they had continued doing them, and it would have been awesome. not that I'm angry about that.
Not at all.
He's also Jiminy Cricket in the live-action Pinocchio. Joseph Gordon-Levitt also has an app that you can download called Hit Record, and you can do little cameos on there. You can do monologues on there and post them, and casting agents and different people from different industries will listen to them.
Wow.
I've had a little bit of help from that, but what I've really had is Mr. Levitt himself reaching out to me and others and just being like, hey, I like this, or hey, do you mind if I use your picture for promotion for this?
Wow.
To promote Hit Record.
Yeah.
And he's used a couple of my pictures. I've helped him write a commercial.
Wow.
I've never spoken a word to him. It's all through email.
right, yeah.
But he's also been really, I've seen him in interviews and I've heard from other actors how he does this. This is one of these guys who's really trying to bring, rising tide raises all boats kind of thing.
Cool.
I will back him for a long time. He's a good guy. Jason Ritter is 45. John Ritter's son, and Comedy Central's another period. He's been on Jeb Bush and W. Done a good job. He's also done a bunch of stuff on like Drunk History. And he's been really good on that.
That's a fun show.
God, I love that show. Let's see here. Jerry O'Connell is 51.
Good old Jerry.
Jerry Maguire, he was married to Rebecca Romijn Stamos. Stand By Me, of course, he was in. But let's be honest, Kangaroo Jack. That's the one we all remember
Kangaroo Jack.
I loved that movie.
No. Sliders. Sliders.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Stand By Me.
Yeah. Good ones. Billy Joe Armstrong is 53, Green Day lead singer and songwriter. Really good singer-songwriter.
Very distinctive singing voice.
Yes.
Very distinctive.
Explosion. It's Michael Bay's birthday. 60 years old for the guy.
Throw that one in there.
Anytime Michael Bay doesn't like dialogue, just insert an explosion.
Just blow something up.
I love Michael Bay movies. I'm a sucker for him. I like the action and everything. But if you want a good example of this, go back, and especially the longer we go along here, The Rock is still a good movie. The concept is insane.
It is.
Insane. And it's such a script-wise bad movie that you literally can see moments where they're like, we don't know how to end this scene. Explosion! It's awesome. It's awesome. If you just want a good action movie and see Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage,
just the two
it's
of them.
It's one of my favorites.
Two of them together is worth the price
absolutely.
Of admission.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You guys, I had the poster cutout of the Rock poster.
Oh, it's so cool.
You know,
cool.
Like the one from the movie theater. I had that in my bedroom when I was a teenager.
So the scene in The Rock where, I don't know, he's, I think he's like, I, it's been so long since I've seen, he smashes these things and he's got his arms up, Nicolas Cage, and he's on his knees and his arms up, and they do the big pan out, the crane shot.
Yeah, right.
It is the definition of Michael Bay directing, because it's all the things that you could see as influences of old. It's a very cool shot. It's also like $1 billion. It's $1 billion shot, like every single shot he did.
Right.
And I'll say one thing. You see actors all the time go back to do Michael Bay movies. Like a guy that people love working for.
Yeah, he must be a really good boss.
Seems like
so many of them, and it's such a broad range of styles too. Mm-hmm. I mean, he does everything from horror to Coyote Ugly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. It's a good example.
Forgot about that. Yeah,
forgot about that too. That's good, Melissa. Yeah. The greatest basketball player of all time is 62, Michael Jordan.
Yes.
I
can't even argue with. I mean, I suppose I could, but how? How do you argue with that?
I do think that it's a generational thing. That the greatest of his generation, I think, is as best as we can say this.
Yeah.
Because Michael, as much as I could say, well, he won 6 championships undefeated, never lost in the finals, retired for 2 years and came back and won 3 two
more.
Titles.
Yeah.
completely changed the game, literally, mm-hmm. where the basketball was a regional thing. Basketball was big here in the States and maybe a little bit in Canada. Michael Jordan goes over and does with the Dream Team and is the face of the NBA and mm-hmm. sells it. The advertising campaigns, the things that came out of what Michael Jordan did. Magic, so many of the guys in the 60s and 70s, and then Magic and Bird and what they took it to. And then Michael took the baton and said, oh, look what I can do.
Right.
And took it to a whole other level that it's still at. LeBron can't do that because Michael did it first.
Yes. He can't take it to any higher level than
Michael did. But it's a generational thing. Yeah. It's a generational thing. I will say the greatest slam dunk of all time. The greatest slam dunk of all time.
Well, and that fact that his career ended over 20 years ago and he's still kind of a household name.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He hasn't lost a step in that, not at all.
And the champion he was. The shot he hits in his last shot as a North Carolina Tar Heel is to win a championship. and then, you know, what he does in the NBA. The idea of perseverance. Mm-hmm. Michael, his first couple of years in the league, he could score, but he was the guy. He was Josh Allen. He was the Lamar Jackson. He was the guy. Well, he scores a lot, but he can't win.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy will never win. That style of basketball will never win a championship. So Michael gets beat up by Detroit, decides to go into the gym for the whole summer and come back built like the Terminator and goes and wins a bunch of championships mm-hmm. and gives me some of the greatest memories of my childhood. Larry the
Bulls fans, the only good memories.
Yep, yep. All we got is a Bull fan.
That's all you got.
Larry the Cable Guy is 62.
Wow.
Funny comedian. I think that with his whenever you have a comedian that has a niche or something,
yep.
they get lost. What's get lost in it is that they can actually write.
Plus Mater.
Yeah,
being the voice of Mater is pretty good too.
That's it. That's the one right there.
That's
his
funny
real name, Daniel Lawrence Whitney.
I was wondering what it was. That's cool. Interesting.
So the Lawrence, that's where the Larry comes from.
That's where the Larry comes from. Yep.
Lou Diamond Phillips is 63. Mm. Stargate, Prodigal Son, Deliverance, Stand and Deliver, yep. Young Guns.
What a good actor. Diamond
Phillips still doing great work.
Yep.
Still great out there.
Still chiseled.
Yes,
handsomely.
Still the greatest jawline.
Oh my God,
cheekbones. But if you haven't seen him as Richie Valens in La Bamba, it's his greatest work, and it's such a beautiful performance. Mm-hmm. It's such a great performance. You see the love that he has for that role and that character and the respect he had.
Right.
Rene Russo is 71. Oh God. Awesome
wow.
actor. Awesome actor. Completely underrated.
Yep.
Very underrated.
Fabulous. Yep.
As some would say, as my father would say, maybe the greatest running back of all time is 89 today, Jim Brown, Hall of Famer. And also great actor. Great actor. Running Man.
Dirty Dozen.
I'm going to get you, sucker.
Yeah.
So many good ones. And that's going to do it for our birthday and anniversary list. Thank you to everybody who got us these names. We appreciate you. We got some great news, sports, and partners coming up for you on the morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The spring primary election is tomorrow. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Statewide, there's a primary for State Superintendent of Public Instruction, with incumbent Jill Underley running against Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer. Locally, people in Port Edwards will be voting to narrow the field for Village President. Incumbent Betsy Mansell is running, as well as Matthew Fletcher and Eric Saylor. In the town of Rome, residents will vote to narrow the field for both Rome Town Board Chairperson and Rome Town Board Supervisor. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 state attorneys general to support a lawsuit aiming to block the implementation of President Trump's executive order banning transgender people from serving in the military. The brief argues that the executive order is unconstitutional, harms national security, and discriminates against transgender people honorably serving in our nation's military, including the National Guard, in every state. The amicus brief, or friend of the court, argues that President Trump's executive order violates the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution. Transgender people have served in the military for years. A 2014 study found that approximately 150,000 veterans, active duty service members, and members of the National Guard or Reserves identified as transgender. The executive order would require the military to discharge transgender members and turn away potential recruits solely because they identify as transgender. More snowmobile trails opened in Wood and Portage counties yesterday. Rudolph River Rover and Kellner Knight snowmobile trails on the eastern side of the county opened at 8 a.m. on Sunday. All other trails remain closed for now. The NEPCO Lake County Park multi-use trail is ready for cross-country skiing. The Richfield 360 County Forest multi-use trails are open but have not been groomed. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers' Yelich says he's ready. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich says he expects to be ready to play on opening day. Yelich at spring training telling JS Online about his decision to have season-ending surgery after dealing with back pains the last couple of years.
Certainly the pre-op was pretty uncomfortable to me. Once it kind of got to the point where I think it was like right before the All-Star break, that's kind of when it started getting pretty bad. And then tried to keep going post-All-Star break and, you know, those last few years just trying to, you know, manage it on a day-to-day. So hopefully that's a little bit better and a little easier and don't really have to deal with those multi-week absences or anything like that anymore. But yeah, it's kind of nice to be on the other side of it and hopefully a lot less problems going forward.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers at home tomorrow night against Illinois, 7:30 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers coming off that huge win over Purdue on Saturday, 94-84. John Tonjay leading with 32 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and Northeast Wisconsin hip-hop artist and musician Matt Harper joins me in studio. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. Mostly sunny, but quite cold today. A high of only 2 above, wind chill values between 20 below and 30 below. Tonight, mostly clear and frigid. A low of 16 below, wind chill values between 20 below and 30 below again. Stay warm, stay safe. Current temperature, 7 below.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Play the birthday boy for him. Green Day for you. We got some fun stuff to take into the top of the hour. I want to dive into this one. How many times do you wear a shirt? How many times? Now, you don't have to answer that out loud, of course, everybody, but in your own head, be honest with yourself,
sure,
at least, about, you know, how many times you'll re-wear a shirt or something like that.
I'm thinking before you wash it. Is that what we're looking at here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
No, after you buy it.
Yeah. One time, and then it's trash.
I'm Jerry Lewis. Yeah.
It really did help to add that second part. Thank you, Seth. Thank you. I'm just talking about wearing a shirt.
I'm trying to think, like, how many times do I wear a shirt? Yeah. Does it wear out? I don't know.
I'll be honest.
You still have shirts from high school. Guys,
wow.
Well, and I waited forever to be able to buy clothes for myself and have the money to be able to do that. Now I do it a little bit here and there where I you know, $20 for a shirt or whatever and stuff, and I'll do it, but I try to keep them in, like, intact, because I would get a shirt as a kid, I'd throw it in the dryer and not understand why it didn't last, and now they, you know, I'm trying to make them last a little longer and everything. So I try to take care of my clothes and that, and that's one of my first thoughts about those things. And then, of course, obviously working with others, you worry about smelling and funk and everything, the bad kind of funk.
The bad kind of funk.
I'm not talking about Parliament. I'm talking about, you know, being funky, smelling funky. So, you know, this is a question that we ask ourselves. How many times is it worth? Does it still stink or anything like that? It's also hard to smell your own smells sometimes.
Right. Nose blind.
So for you, that shirt might be fine, but it's actually walking on its own. Yeah, like, right. it's moving on its own
stands
power.
Stands in the corner. Yeah. Stands in the all corner. By itself.
If the shirt is over in the corner smoking a cigarette, like, I need to be washed. It's time.
Have you met my crunchy shirt? Yeah, yes. Yeah.
So people online are making fun of France for telling its people to wear their shirts 5 times. They also say to wear bras 7 times in between washes, workout clothes 3 times, pajamas for a week, and jeans for a month. The advice comes from the Ecological Transition Agency, which is the EPA. They want people to stop doing so much laundry because it's bad for the environment and ruins your clothes. The advice,
both of those are true.
Both are very, very true, and I want that to be the headline of this topic.
Right.
While we're having some fun and laughs,
sure.
Keep that in mind. The advice isn't actually new. It's just trending because conservatives in France want to scrap the whole agency to save money, so they're pushing the story. Much like a lot of our best TV shows, where they're really actually European ideas and we've just Americanized them, does anybody see a theme there with the politics right now?
Yeah, just a little bit.
No real fresh ideas. We're just taking Europe's ideas and rebranding them. Like, literally, if you look at the BBC News, you're going to see headlines and then a week later see them over here.
Right.
So some people think it's reasonable advice. Others think it's gross. And a lot of people in France are just annoyed that it's trending. And it's another thing that French people have worked very hard to get away from, the stinky French person or the stupid accent I do all the time. Oh, you know, and all that. And this is kind of bringing them back. It's taking two steps back. There was an old stereotype that French people weren't the cleanest, and, you know, they've worked really beyond that. I don't think younger generations get that stereotype. That's how hard they've worked at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of empathy for that. I have an empathy for anybody that's trying to break stereotypes or anything. I've known some people that are from Germany that generations worked over there so hard to make that a free and a welcoming country and people to want to come there and everything. And we see some, you know, as the people trying to hang on to that as some parts of the government tries to go back and everything. That's something to keep in mind for any country.
Right.
You cannot take your foot off the gas. When it comes to our country, it's built on immigrants. Mm-hmm. If people don't want to come here, whether it and I'm talking about, like, you know, checking all the boxes, doing everything right to be a U.S. citizen.
Right.
People stop wanting to do that. That's no different than, hey, people don't want to come to Wisconsin because there's no snow. What happens? People suffer. Economy
hurts
suffer.
Economy.
Yep.
This is the same thing on a country level. And this is something that France worries about because people aren't going to France as much, or they weren't going to France as much because of the stereotypes that existed in the late, and especially in the 60s and 70s and early 80s. So they went from the 80s to now working on that. And now you got a bunch of locks on a bridge in France. You've got all these different things. It is nothing for people to go to France. They're afraid of those things, just like I said about Germany, and just like America should be. It's all well and good to say, I don't want anybody coming back mayor. I don't want anybody. You're going to miss them when your economy, when your taxes rise up through the roof.
Because your economy crashes.
Because nobody's putting money into your state. No state can survive with its just state's money. Everybody needs other states' money. Everybody needs other people coming to their state. Every single one in the union. And as a country, we need that. If people don't want to come here, you're going to feel that. You're going to be paying. You think you're paying a lot right now? Yeah, you're going to be paying a heck of a lot more. Let alone, you're also not going to see any adjustment to minimum wage or anything else.
Right.
So,
So, or anybody, you know, working the jobs that you don't want to work.
Yeah. Surprising, you know. It's like they didn't think it through.
The environmental part of this is important, and everything I was bringing up about clothes is important, too. One, you worked hard for those clothes and taking care of them. But also, we don't want to fill more landfills with, clothes.
A lot of clothes end up in landfills.
So, but to me, I do think that this is all, whether we're talking about pajamas or work clothes, we're talking about wearing something more than once or whatever, case by case. This has got to be a case by case basis.
Right, exactly.
If you run through a mud puddle, whatever that was in the mud puddle has got to go in the wash, no matter how many times you pour it.
Right, exactly. I mean, we have to be serious here, you know, about the workout clothes was like, three times? That how might be times? A little much. Three. Yeah.
I mean, I guess depending on how hard you work out.
I suppose that has something to do with it, too,
That would not necessarily cause you to be excessively sweat.
Yeah.
The only ones I don't have a problem with are pajamas and jeans.
Yeah, jeans can go a while.
Jeans
can unless go they get go you get some on them or something. Right. Yeah.
And pajamas. I'll wear a pair of pajamas for close to a week.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do a baseball slide in my jeans every once in a while, just to know that I can still do it.
And then you got to wash them.
I do have to wash them for that. I do.
Stop
have to do
doing
it
in the parking lot. I never.
I was like, what, do you have a sliding pit in your backyard? Yeah, what is it? Yes. Just randomly do it?
I just look for an open patch of grass anywhere I can find it.
You know our only open patch of grass in the parking lot has a lot of rocks under it. Right?
Yeah, ooh, ow.
Tell me about it.
As he learned.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back. And when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about an interesting topic we have here about the 8 everyday activities that count as exercise.
Cool.
Hey.
All right.
Coming up for you on the morning show at WFHR. As WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While attacks on democracy norms ensue in Washington, state legislatures have also been busy. We have updates from Utah, Kansas, Indiana, and the contested North Carolina Supreme Court race. Voting Rights Lab reports that the Utah House is considering HB 300, which forces mail-in ballot users to deliver their ballot not by mail, but by hand to an official polling place where an ID can be presented. The elderly, disabled, and other voters for whom returning by mail is their only option would need to seek special permission. HB 332 would withdraw Utah from the Cooperative Electronic Registration Data Center, the subject of far-right conspiracy theories. The Kansas Senate passed SB 4, which requires receipt of mail-in ballots by 7 p.m. Election Day to count, rather than the current 3 days after. An Indiana Senate committee advanced SB 284, shortening early in-person voting from 28 days to 14 days, ending at noon the day before Election Day. The full Senate passed SB 10, ending use of school-issued student identification as ID for voting. In North Carolina, a district court judge dismissed a claim by a state Supreme Court candidate that in a race he lost by 734 votes, as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible. A federal appeals court may revisit it. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Conexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. Mostly sunny, but quite cold today. A high of only 2 above, wind chill values between 20 below and 30 below. Tonight, mostly clear and frigid. A low of 16 below, wind chill values between 20 below and 30 below again. Stay warm, stay safe. Current temperature, 7 below.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio, 80s vibe to bring us in.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. A recent study found even 1 minute bursts of activity can get your heart rate up enough to help you live longer. I just told you I slide whenever I get a chance. I do a baseball slide. Here are 8 everyday things we don't think of as exercise, but they count as exercise.
Cool.
Like taking the stairs. It's a classic one.
Yeah.
And it's one that can actually really help your cardiovascular.
Yep.
Oh, geez. Mike and the mechanics just want to be heard.
They want to be heard.
Sudden music being very low. Yeah. Make your heart rate go up.
There
we go. Just trying to help you live longer,
just
guys.
Just trying to help everybody. Yeah. That's all I'm doing. Gardening or any activity that's physical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yard work.
Oh, any kind of thing like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know we have to be careful with shoveling. You know, I know with a lot of people, they need to be careful with that.
Well, yeah, because it's a lot of weight. You got to take your time.
But still, if you know, it still is a nice little exercise if you take it easy. Yeah.
Yeah, I counted that as exercise this weekend.
Yeah.
I did double the shoveling this weekend and plowing and everything. and half of the trouble that I had with shoveling this weekend was arguing with my father about the type of shovel. And those new bent shovels are a godsend.
They are, your back, especially.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. If you are tall and lanky like I am, those shovels are a game changer. Yep. Like, we should have been doing this the whole time. They are so... Go ahead. Use a regular one and use one of those and tell me how it works.
Those new shovels that have been around for 30 years. Yes, James. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
You know, we're resistant to change. Come on. It takes a while.
He just didn't know about it. Well, that's all.
I'm explaining why I didn't know, because my father has been holding a lockdown on using old school shovels.
They're at Ace, and they walk by the shovels, and your dad's like, nothing to see here.
Don't look to the left.
So I was fighting with him half the time that we're shoveling about it. It'd be a lot easier if you did. But one other thing that we were talking about, though, too, is like while him and my mother were going through their rehab with their hips, was getting outside and doing gardening and doing yard work and how much they learned to love that again. They hadn't gotten to do that in so long, and now they're doing it every spring. Carrying your shopping bags in, or even better, walking to the store.
If you're able to do that.
Park a ways away. I park at the end of the parking lot. It's easier to get in and out, number one.
By the way, yeah, exactly.
And then there's a little bit longer of a walk.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing it to avoid people mostly. like you said, Melissa, it's easier to get in and out and all that.
Right, exactly.
But the exercise part of it has kept me doing it. I do like
makes
that.
It good,
I do
yeah.
like that part of it. Running to catch a train or bus.
That's very East Coast, or big metropolitan area. I'm sure people still have to run to catch buses, but
I like the idea though of you purposely leave like a minute later than you usually would, so you have to run to catch the bus, so you have an exercise. I like the idea of trying to time out being late. I don't know how you do that, but
this would probably be easier without the ankle weights.
And then add in the panic factor of I'm gonna miss it.
Yeah,
heart rate's up even higher. Jeepers.
General
Tech Central.
Mm-hmm. Between that and the music, I mean, it's just general cleaning, just picking stuff up around the house if you do it quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's one of those combination things where there are so many people struggling with different aspects of their life. And here you go. Here is almost a one-stop shop of fixing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's cleaning. It really is. It isn't sexy. It isn't, going to get headlines or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But cleaning really can be that.
Yes, it can.
It really can. It really get a lot of stuff done and feeling good while you're doing it. You throw some music on while you're doing it and you feel even better.
Yep.
Doing laundry, same thing.
Yep.
Lifting and folding can get your muscles worked, and it's got to get done.
Anyway, right. Yeah.
Laundry, cleaning, all these things got to get done anyway. Why not and make the most of it as you can? Getting a little exercise, maybe listen to a podcast or listen to some music that you don't get a chance to. I don't know about anybody else, but the older I get, the less opportunities I have to listen to music. I feel like I get the, a couple of minutes when I'm in the car. And that's about it and everything.
I'm with you.
I think I look forward to, like, last night was my laundry night. I threw on some tunes and I got the laundry done.
That's a good way to do it, man.
I don't know how much exercise I got, but I got some.
You got something. You got something.
Well, it helps if you're dancing around with the music, too, James.
And I do. I do. I have...
Got to make those pants dance before you put them in the dresser.
I am a rock star when I'm doing the laundry. It's absolutely. I don't think I'm a good one. I don't mean I'm a good rock star.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be.
An audience of one. My fur brother, Sam. And Sam has never complained.
Not once.
Sweeping, mopping, and vacuuming. I feel like we're kind of repeating ourselves.
Yeah, it's all housework related.
They just wanted to get to eight on this list.
Okay.
This is another one of those lists where they actually had five, but they wanted to stretch it to eight.
But sweeping, mopping, and vacuuming are actually harder, physically harder to do than a lot of the other things we've listed.
Than just picking up. Yeah, that's true.
Besides shoveling stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Has anybody ever done this with a vacuum, especially the first time you use it, where why is this so hard? Why is this so difficult? And the setting is on
bare floor on a carpet.
I am not proud of how many times I've done that. And just
good workout though.
Yeah, it is. And just getting, man, could you? I don't know if I've ever if I remember what it was like to vacuum those old shag carpets. Like that had to have been a workout.
Oh man,
that had
even with a beater bar, yeah.
And just getting up and down a lot. The main goal is don't sit on your butt all day, especially as you get older. That's really the main thing we're taking away from, or we're talking about here.
Motion is lotion.
Yep. Just getting moving.
How many calories do you burn when you groan every time you do it?
It adds.
It's like, ugh. Yeah.
I like that, though. I like that. That's pretty good.
That was me bending over the other day. Enough so people commented on it. Wow.
I don't know if it helps burn calories, but it definitely adds drama to your movement.
It surely does.
And our last story of the first hour is an interesting one. Maybe that ain't right story. You can go ahead and answer yourself. There's a Swiss company online that's selling tubes of coffee that you can spread on your morning toast or croissant. It's kind of like it's like a tube of oil paint that's black, so it's thick enough that you could put it on fruit like a banana. They advertise it as a product you can, quote, eat or drink that is crafted from 100% fair trade Arabic beans and sweetened with organic Swiss beet sugar.
Wow.
You don't, quote, drink it out of the tube. They say it could be mixed in with water to create an instant coffee.
Okay, or spread on your bagel, I guess. Oh, interesting. Wow.
Peanut butter and coffee sandwich. What's wrong with that?
What is that?
I haven't tried it.
Nutella, that's it. Nutella.
Nutella, right?
This reminds me a little bit of that in some ways.
Yeah, I guess I can see that, yeah.
I, to be honest, had Nutella like once or twice in my life, so I don't really know much about it. One website had some people taste test the spreadable coffee on bread, on a banana, and in some water, and the reactions were mixed, of course. If you're interested in trying it out, the company is called No Normal Coffee.
Boy, truth in advertising right there. Wow.
It really is.
Yeah.
You can get a single tube for $17. They say the equivalent of 20 cups or a half a cup at Starbucks. You can also get packs of 3 or 6, but you're probably going to want to taste this stuff before you kind of go ahead.
Yeah, that's an investment. Jeez.
Buying the Sam's Club version or anything
My
like
goodness.
That. The advertisements for this are everybody advertises the same now. Every marketing company is telling everybody to do the same stuff. All these websites, these things, they all look the exact same to me.
They really do. It's, market similarities.
Yeah, people are so afraid to take chances anymore.
Come on, you guys.
Whether we're talking about vehicles or we're talking about coffee, apparently.
Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah,
I mean, they were...
This is parody.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'd try it. But I don't know. I don't know if I'd try it for, would you say $17?
$17 for one tube, yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. If you don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. And Seth, if I didn't tell you that was a spreadable coffee, would you not think that that's like a hair care product?
Exactly. It was mousse or something like that.
It's this gel.
Yeah. Black mousse.
I could send you a picture, Melissa, but you've seen this anytime you're like in the late 90s or even now. This is how they sell hair gel and stuff.
And beard oil. That's kind of what it looks like to me, like a beard oil tube or something.
There is going to be, mark this tape. We are going to be doing a That Ain't Right story at some point about somebody suing this company because they put a bunch of this in their hair and it ruined their
hair. Now they smell like coffee for years.
This is going to happen.
Actually, that doesn't sound bad to me.
It's better than some things you could smell like. I agree.
Yeah.
Secretly, in the back of my mind, all the things I'm saying I want to do. All of that. I want to put this on a bagel.
I'm going to try it. Put some water in there. Put in your hair. Yeah.
With the shorter hair, I've been looking for something that to help with that. Maybe this is it. I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, dear.
Let us know what you think.
Brush your teeth with it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It looks like it could be toothpaste, too. Yeah.
I'm going to try. I'm going to give it a shot. We encourage you to let us know what you think, everybody. And of course, stick around, because not only do we have entertainment news coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, we're also going to get into what is the most mispronounced names.
That's a good one.
And of course, the 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick off with Beth Habegger and the kitchen's open.
Woo!
We're looking forward to that. We got other great stuff going on. We're going to get into some local good stories of the day. Let you know about our schedule coming up for today as well. Plenty more on the way for you right here at
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. At least 9 deaths in Kentucky are blamed on intense storms and flooding. And Governor Andy Beshear tells CBS Mornings there's more bad weather on the way.
Tuesday night to Wednesday, we're going to get hit by another snowstorm. But we're tough and we're out there working hard.
The Trump administration has begun firing several hundred FAA employees just weeks after the deadly mid-air collision near Reagan National. The union says most of the dismissed have been probationary workers who received notices in emails. The White House is asking the Supreme Court to allow it to get rid of a government lawyer who leads a watchdog agency that protects whistleblowers. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This is the first of what will be many appeals the Trump administration will make to the Supreme Court, seeking to fire the heads of federal agencies overriding workplace protections from Congress when those positions were created.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.